Forward by Whitney Johnson, founder and CEO of Disruption Advisors.
Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. Albert Einstein. When Becky Robinson and I met in 2011, I was working in Boston at the Disruptive Innovation Fund, which I co-founded with Clayton and Matt Christensen. I was about to launch my first book, Dare, Dream, Do. Remarkable things happen when you dare to dream. I had dared to write a book, but I didn't know what to do next. Through a timely stroke of good fortune, Jessie Lynn Stoner, a mutual friend, connected us. Becky lived in Michigan and was in the process of re-entering the workforce. First-time author me became Becky's first client at Weaving Influence. It was a wonderful partnership for which I will always be grateful. As Becky taught me how to extend my reach, I watched as she expanded hers. Becky had joined Facebook and learned social media marketing after several years of being out of the paid workforce. That led to an opportunity as a social media marketing director for a leadership consultant who had just published a book. This led to the founding of her online marketing firm, Weaving Influence. Today, a decade later, her company has 12 employees and as many contractors, and is a thriving business that has launched hundreds of books, including some by renowned authors such as Ken Blanchard, Mark Miller, and Cheryl Batchelder. One of the magical things about Becky Robinson is that she walks her talk. She consistently provides value related to online influence and has for 10 years. She is incredibly generous and always willing to share her expertise. She demonstrates the four commitments she writes about in her book: value, consistency, generosity, and longevity. And whether you meet her in person, online, or on the pages of this book, you will feel like you're having a conversation with a personal coach and a cheerleader all in one. What I love most about Reach is that Becky isn't hawking fame. Some of you may become famous, but that's not the promise of the book, nor is it ultimately the goal. Fame does not guarantee that an individual's work will be of value to others. Becky's goal is for anyone with a message to be heard by the people who want and need to hear it. She wants everyone's voice to have the opportunity to do the job it's meant to do. That's her promise, and she keeps it. If you care deeply about sharing your life's work and message, if you want to make a greater contribution to the world, if you want to reach the people who need to hear what only you can say, start reading, start highlighting, and start following Becky Robinson's advice now.